For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
You are now entering the Pseudo-Archaeology Podcast, a show that uncovers what's fact, what's fake, and what's fun in the crazy world of pseudo-archaeology.
Hello and welcome to the Pseudo-Archaeology Podcast, episode 127. I'm your host, Dr. Andrew Kinkella, and tonight you people are forcing me to deal with the Mexican alien. Okay, so what am I doing here? Talking about the Mexican alien? Well, everyone asked me about this one, you guys. Like, people online sent me an email or two. My students asked about it. Just every so often, there's an alien, it's like an alien of the week, and it kind of takes over the narrative for a handful of days. Now, it's already being forgotten, thank God, but I thought I'd take it up just by popular demand. You're going to get what you ask for, my friends. Now, before I delve into the foolishness, I do have to say, you guys, I have a headache right now. I do. I'm tired. I'm burned out. It's like 11:36 at night. I'm trying a new microphone just for laughs. I think it will be worse, but deal with it, yo. I'm doing the alien episode, so I don't care if my microphone sucks. And I want to see how this sounds ultimately. I will say, I tested it. It didn't seem horrible. Yeah, it might be fine. But I'm tired. I'm burned out. It's just another unprofessional moment amongst many. But let's suck it up and start the story. Oh, so, oh man. So I think you guys have probably seen this. I'm laughing already. It's those like little tiny aliens. You've seen them on like social media, and it's just sort of been listed as this alien from Mexico, right? And they're physically really small. And you guys, I believe there's two of them. It's like, it can't be any more cliche. I mean, it's laughable. Like, it just shouts, hey, this is a fake alien, right? And I mean, when you look at it, you just go, oh yeah, that not only is that a fake alien, but it's like a crappy fake. Like, I know this is nothing, right? But as we'll talk about later, the whole unfortunate aspect of this alien of the week is that the media just talks it up and talks it up, and it's just pure BS. It's so lame. That's why a portion of me, I have extreme love hate for these alien stories. I love them, of course, because they're so outlandish and silly, but I hate them because there's this media push to, you know, kind of, they don't laugh at it when they need to. One thing, I'm always a little reticent to talk about pure alien stories on this, because this is the pseudo archaeology channel, right? So I don't want to just like go all the way in on aliens all the time. I feel like it would be disingenuous. I want to make sure it connects to archaeology, even though it's pseudo. But you know what? I will say that this alien example, the setup is that they were found not in Mexico, but in Peru. So the backstory is that these were excavated in Peru in 2017. So with that backstory, I think it can just creep in to pseudo-archaeology, right? It's not just pure alien. We do have a excavated aspect of it. And the idea is that the fraudulent backstory is that these aliens are actually 1,000 years old, right? They crash landed here or whatever 1,000 years ago and were just recently uncovered. Now, that date of 2017 is true for one thing. Of course, it has nothing to do when these aliens were found, but it has everything to do with when this fraud started. Because, see, the setup, this is so interesting. The most interesting part of the story is the real nuts and bolts of the fraud. When I first saw it, I just thought, okay, somebody put this together as like a joke and it just got way out of hand, right? Because sometimes that kind of stuff actually happens. But here, no, it was planned. So there was a thing called the Alien Project, right? Quote, the Alien Project. In 2017, a crowdfunded the Alien Project. And it was this guy, I believe you say his name, Terry Jamin. It might also be Terry Yamin, this kind of thing, but he's a guy who purports to be an archaeologist, of course. And he's not. I mean, do I really have to say that? It's so funny, these guys, you know, they hate archaeology and archaeologists, but then they always say they're one. You know, it's just, it's uncanny. And as we go through this, you will see the same themes that we see, whether it be Graham Hancock, whether it be Eric von Däniken. It's just, it's like the same song. It's like they use the same stanzas and it's in the same key and the song is the same length. They just change a couple words. So when we come back, how did this crowdfunded alien project move forward?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we are back with the Pseudo-Archaeology Channel's episode 127. Good God. And we are looking at The Mexican Alien by popular demand. So when we left off, I was saying that this fraud was actually a crowdfunded fraud called the Alien Project from 2017. And so you have this guy, Terry Yamin, who gets this all together. But then to kind of add to it, he brings this other guy in, Jaime Maussan, who is a Mexican journalist and self-labeled UFO enthusiast. And it's so funny too. How come so many of these people are like journalists? You know, Graham Hancock is a journalist too. Like, what is that? There's these themes that we start to see just again and again. Anyway, these two guys get together and it seems like Terry Yamin is like in the background, kind of set everything up. And then Jamie Maussan is the face. He's the older guy you see if you see any of the interviews about the aliens, right? And he gives the backstory. Oh, it's found in Peru. Oh, yes, it's been radiocarbon dated to 1,000 years old. Of these two aliens, one's a male and one's a female, and the female has eggs inside, right? I mean, just play into the cliche, right? And I have to say, I know and I don't know at the same time why these cliches continue to work. I don't know because when you look at the actual alien, it's like so sad, right? It's so obviously fake. It's so obviously just like a joke. But okay, why does this work then? Because what I would call the show still works. Capital T, capital S, the show. What do I mean by that? It's all in the presentation, right? Talk to every fraudster who's ever lived. It's not about the thing. It's how you sell it. And so when you watch these like media shows on news articles, whatever, on the Mexican alien, the presentation, so they're in these like sealed glass boxes, right? And when you look closely at the glass boxes, there's a temperature gauge in there, you know, as if it needs to be kept at a perfect temperature. And just that, right? Just that setup. It's a perfect dodge. You know, I find that even in archaeology, real archaeology, when somebody has an idea that is not going over well, they double down on ancillary stuff that doesn't really matter. But they say, and what I mean by that is there's a lot of very early archaeology sites in the New World that are not for sure. Right. Like you can pick Ceruti Mastodon site, which we've done on the show before. You can do White Sands, which I think we've touched on the show before. Ceruti Mastodon site is 130,000 years old. White Sands, I believe, is 21,000 years old. Now, White Sands has much better evidence than Ceruti, but they both suffer from the same problem, which is the evidence for actual humans having been there is not that great, right? It's pretty weak. But instead of talking about their actual evidence for humans, they will keep putting out like new articles about how their dating is good, right? Like I think one just came out for White Sands. It's like, no, it is indeed 21,000 years old. And for me, I'm like, that's not my point. I believe it's 21,000 years old. Ceruti Mastodon site, I believe you. I know it's 130,000 years old. Sure. My argument is, I don't see any human stuff there. Right? You see what I mean? They do this dodge where they talk about something else, you know? And this is exactly the sealed glass boxes with the temperature gauge. Is the same thing. It's like, no, look, we're keeping it very secure and under perfect temperature. It's like, no, that's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking is that is obviously fake. Yeah, you have a fake alien in a temperature controlled glass box. And then not only that, the show continues where they get the media and just other entities involved in it. And it's always the same. I see it. It's like a snowball rolling downhill. They will do testing, right? But they'll say they've done testing, right? Like they say they've done like carbon-14 or something. But then other entities will be like, well, the testing should be made available. Even real academic entities, you know, they'll be like, they should really make their testing available. It's like, no, don't engage. Who gives a shit if they test it or not? It's obviously fake. Have you seen it? So just the testing conversation adds credence to this foolish, idiotic thing. Oh, the Peruvian government lodged a criminal complaint against, I believe, like Musan and Yamin, because the Peruvian government is saying, well, look, you stole archaeological antiquities from our country. Now, I get why they would do that. I've seen other countries do this. But do I think that's a good idea? Oh, it's a double-edged sword. It's good to show that you will prosecute people who steal artifacts. But just the idea that that is an actual artifact, it just lends credence to this stupid, stupid thing, right? You guys see what I mean? It's like, should you really do that? I think if I was the Peruvian government, I would just laugh it off, you know, and just point and laugh and then get back to my real work. And then you have, since it's in Mexico, you have the Mexican Congress having a hearing on the alien, just adding credence to this stupid, stupid thing, right? So they have a hearing. They talk about the quote unquote lab tests. I mean, look how much energy and focus is going into this idiotic thing. Think about how many great things you could do with that energy, that kind of focus, and in many ways, most importantly, that kind of media attention. When we come back, let's wrap up the Mexican alien.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we are back for episode 127 of the Pseudo-Archaeology Podcast. It's a short but sweet episode, my friends. But as I said at the top, man, my head is just, it hurts. Any migraine sufferers out there, migraine sufferers, I do have to say, I am one. So what I have tonight is not a migraine. Migraine sufferers, you know what I mean. Like I'm not going to take my medicine, if that makes sense to migraine sufferers out there, right? I'm like, it's throbbing and it's right behind my eye, you know, but I think I'm just going to let it go. It's not truly a migraine, because if it really was, like, I see like auras, and not the Mexican alien kind of auras. Although they're actually way cooler than the Mexican alien, but I get that. And I'm sure some of you guys know exactly what I mean, but I'm doing this. So I'm laying on the couch, just again with my different microphone, which is really just earbuds and a mic. I had noticed that these earbuds and mic combo had worked really well for something else I had done. And I was like, maybe I'll try some of my podcast and A/B it with my other stuff. But at this point, you're like, Kinkella, man, can you wrap up the Mexican alien already? All right. So when we left, I had just touched on the media. And the media drives me nuts on all this. They are the number one main culprit in keeping this crap alive, right? Again, just because they never end with this. And my big blame is they do serious coverage of this, right? When they should just laugh it off. Laugh it off. It is, again, idiotic, stupid. I will say social media is much better at it in some ways because they have a ton of jokes. There's one of my favorite ones is, I think I saw this, I don't know, maybe on Twitter. I can't remember, but there was a photo of the alien and somebody had interspersed a cake at, like they were cutting a piece of the alien off and eating it, because the way that they had faked the alien, it totally looks like it has powdered sugar on it. So I thought the like cake image was really, really funny. That kind of thing is exactly what should be done with this stupid, stupid story. But instead, I've seen news show after news show covering this with that serious tone, like the bodies appear to be encased in glass. Stop that. Just go like in idiotic news of the week. Check this out, right? This should be the funny piece at the end of the local news instead of the water skiing squirrel, right? Do the Mexican alien, because that's where it belongs, right? That serious tone just kills me. And again, it just adds credence to this. They interview the guy, you know, they interview Masson, and he just gets to blab about this stupid, stupid thing. Oh, found in 2017. Yeah, you made it in 2017 from crowdfunded money. Like, I mean, they don't even try and cover that up. Why do we keep doing this? I'm not sure. I understand that the media is totally like cynical and crass, and they'll just like cover any bullshit story for ratings. And since dumb shit like this gets ratings, they'll just cover it. Like I get some of that, but I guess I wonder, why does it get ratings? I think that's the key. Because again, the image is so laughable and silly and weak. Like, if you're going to fake an alien, at least give me something, you know? I don't know. I mean, we all like aliens. I mean, there's a reason why the pseudo-archaeology podcast, the reason why I get people listening, because you guys like this kind of stuff. I like this kind of stuff too, but I don't know. I'm just surprised. There is a cynicism to it, almost on both sides. There's a cynicism to the people who made this up because it's so weak. They're not even trying, you know? It's, you could make a better one in an afternoon with stuff you find in your junk drawer. I'm not kidding, right? I guess I would just leave with a plea to the media of stop doing this. You're giving stupid shit legitimacy. Please follow my lead and make fun of it. And with that, I'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to the Pseudo Archaeology Podcast. Please like and subscribe wherever you like and subscribe. And if you have questions for me, Dr. Andrew Kinkella, feel free to reach out using the links below or go to my YouTube channel, Kinkella Teaches Archaeology. See you guys next time.
This episode was produced by Chris Webster from his RV traveling the United States, Tristan Boyle in Scotland, DigTech LLC, Cultural Media, and the Archaeology Podcast Network, and was edited by Rachel Roden.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.